This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Well, we're here still. Todd, myself, Denise, and Cal. You got us all 3 hours. This is hour three. And I know we're not supposed to just talk about the hours, but this is a wonderful time. You know, let me tell you, Denise, Todd, and I are looking out the window of our studio, and it is the sunshine. There's people running on the little walk. It in the West Coast, it's the beautiful weather. I'm sorry, but I just really enjoy the weather of the West Coast. Thank you, all you East Coaster people, the East Coasters, East Coast people joining us. WTJS is our newest affiliate, 93.1 FM in Jackson, Tennessee. I hope it's as beautiful there as it is here. Actually, I called and talked to someone in Cleveland, Ohio yesterday, and they said it was like 60 degrees and beautiful in Cleveland. So, you know, enjoy the weather while you can during this COVID-19 that we're trying to stay socially distanced. But it's great to be able to go outside and just feel that sun on the vitamin D that you get on yourself. So call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, we are not giving you legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. The only time that we are helping you out is during this very vital time, like this weekend. Yeah. Not this immediate, like this, but this coming weekend of Thanksgiving is so important. Radio Law Talk has prepared you since January 1, 2019 for what, Todd?
For the ability, and specifically this year, when you have your family over for the allotted governmental 2 hours and you're still wearing your face mask and eating your food out of a box.
Other than the governor.
Somebody brings up a topic and says, you know, they say you can pull your mask down as you talk to them through the plexiglass that you have to install in your house and say, talk if they can hear you.
Mask down. Take a bite. Make your point, and you're done.
And then put it back up.
And then throw Grandma and Aunt Jane out.
Exactly.
The door.
Exactly.
2 hours are up. It's cold. I don't care. Go on out, Grandma.
You can say, I heard on Radio Law Talk, this is what it is.
Yeah. So that's why it's the only time you can use us as authority, is what Todd is trying to say. Remember, if you need any questions answered, people a lot of times will email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We can't give you, quote, legal advice, you know. So, you know, seek local counsel, or, you know, if you want to ask us about something in our jurisdiction, that's a different story. So, anyway, we're going to talk this hour about a New York Giants cornerback. We're going to talk about Dirty Dancing. We're going to talk about the tragedy of Naya Rivera, who was one of the stars of Glee. We're going to talk about toddler formula lawsuits. And then at the end, we're going to do a thing called Quick Takes. What Quick Takes is, those of you in Jackson, Tennessee, is we're going to do a quick little take on all 3 hours, something for you to remember and contemplate and think about this weekend. And that's what Quick Takes are. But before we get to all that, Cal, case or no case?
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
By the way, I've decided to follow the governor and not take his advice.
There you go. That's true.
Okay.
Hagens Berman of New Jersey is upset. As a bit of an environmentalist, he thinks Mercedes-Benz, like Volkswagen, cheated on smog tests for its supposedly clean diesel blue tech vehicles. He said they illegally emit dangerous levels of nitrogen oxide in virtually all real-world driving conditions and likely contain a defeat device used to cheat testing at highway speeds, at low temperatures, or at variable speeds. Mercedes says, look, diesel engines, even the cool Blue Tech, must be tested at full engine temperature because diesels love to run in the warmer temperature ranges. They're more efficient there, but not so much in the low temperature at lower highway speeds. So Bergens, who's a class action tax lawyer, sought counsel to see if the Benz was a dirty car or if he should get a free new gasoline model along with millions of other people. And Mr. Kunin, I'm going to ask you right off the bat, case or no case, my friend, what say you?
You said Bergens was from Jersey, right?
I said Jersey.
All right, so here's what I'm saying. You know, hey, look, you want to drag a dirty vehicle around, that's fine. You got to pay me a little something, something. McGuido's going to come over and talk to you. So,
well, those two get going on their Jersey, New York accent.
You know, I'm soaking this up like a sponge here. So, you know, and I didn't like the fact that the Mercedes was in leopard print, or not available in leopard print, okay?
Good point.
Here's the deal. I have no idea this guy was upset. I think he might be willing to talk to an attorney who said at that point in time, yeah, you don't have standing. This is a governmental issue, so we can't file a case.
Okay. So you're saying it is not a case?
Not a case.
Ms. Dirks, what say you? Case? Is there truly a dirty Mercedes in addition to Volkswagen in the dirty diesel parade? I mean, that's really the core of the issue. And if so, is it an actionable thing?
You know, it's funny because you sent something out to us, a topic, about Jaguars.
I did.
And so it kind of makes me believe that this is...
Well, Fred's dusting, by the way.
Yeah, I am sitting here dusting.
It is dusty in here, by the way.
I'm dusting in here while Denise is doing
I know. Thing. I was noticing that our Radio Law Talk rock up there had little dust specks on it.
I am dusting because right now I already know my answer. Keep going, Denise.
No case.
All right, fair enough.
You made it up.
Mr. Penny, what say you? Did I make this up, or was Mercedes whacked?
Look at the dust, Cal. I can't believe you didn't. Why? You're not doing your job.
I didn't know
I'm standing here in the middle of Radio Law Talk with my hand dusting where you're supposed to be dusting
when
with
I
your feather duster.
When I signed my exclusive big money contract with Radio Law Talk, it did not say dusting duties.
I think we need to add it. I have to stand here with these things dusting. This is no case. Move on.
Okay. No case. Well, that's
no case.
Did you say no case too?
I said no case.
The Patrick Swayze model of diesel, so it's a dirty dancing Mercedes. That's what it is.
Oh, it's a no case.
We all said no case.
No case, Cal.
Cal, you can pick up a point here.
I'm fascinated by that you all would say no case. Those of you who say no case, that would be Fred, Todd, and Denise.
And I get off! I can't believe he got us!
He gets 2 points!
I can't believe that!
He gets 2 points.
He dusted
and by the way, since we know it's a case, I'd like you to tell me how much you think the settlement cost our friends from Dusseldorf or wherever they live. Todd, you just...
What year? What year was it?
That's a good question.
Okay, you don't know. I mean, was
The Blue Tech was...
Oh, it had to be recent.
Yeah,
fairly
it's fairly recent.
Fairly
yeah.
recent, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm going to say I think you got a hero and season tickets to the Giants and maybe a couple of Nets games. That's
okay. And a place to dump a couple of guys just in case you needed to.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
And I think it was 30 million euros.
Okay. Fred, what
say you? I'm going to say 100 million.
700 million.
I was close.
700. Fred was closest.
And it was euros, right?
No, it was dollars. 700 million. The guy's from New Jersey, remember?
Yeah.
So there was also a federal penalty.
The guy who got the money?
Well, the federal case settled, so the feds got a little bit of money. And then he also wanted to get cars replaced and do all this. I mean, he really...
Who got the...
It was a class action. He turned it into a class action. So nobody got money but the lawyers. You know.
Well, man. Why? Wow.
And he got a federal... Molly cement loafers as well. They work well when you go off the bridge.
Oh, when we come back, we got more things to talk about. We already told you, but formula's coming up.
Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case. Be sure to join us for every hour of Radio Law Talk when we have a case or no case to try to stump our highly esteemed panel. And if you stay right there, we'll continue with the program. This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio
RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today at 65 Plus Medicare. Our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solution Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
You know, at Radio Law Talk, we always bring up this word, and that is allegation or alleged, because most of the time, there are people that are arrested, that there's allegations against them, and a lot of them, a lot of times, are not true. And what's sad is the media brings up everything, oh, they're arrested, especially if they're well-known, and then the rest of it, when it finds that they were not guilty, usually just pitters off a little bit.
The allegations are front page news.
Yes.
The resolution of acquittal
right.
is buried in the back
buried.
Page.
That's right.
Yes.
So we talked about a New York Giants cornerback by the name of DeAndre Baker was arrested for doing what?
He was arrested on 4 counts of robbery and theft and assault. The allegation was that down in Florida, during a dice game, a game of dice, he pulled out a gun and took cash and jewelry from 3 other individuals that were involved in the dice game. That was the allegation. Him and another player for the Giants were both. They didn't prosecute the other player. They just said they didn't have enough for them. But Baker faced charges because of this, with these witnesses saying he held a gun to us and took our money in cash.
Well, guess what? Nope, didn't happen. They dropped all charges. Come to find out, they're now backing off their story. In fact, the attorney was arrested in South Florida, who's basically said, you know what? You give us $266,000 and...
No, we'll be fair. It's alleged.
It's alleged.
It's alleged. The attorney for the 3 alleged victims was trying to negotiate a deal with Baker, and he is alleged to have said in exchange for $266,000, quote, my clients would say anything you want so long as the money is right. And, you know, once that happened, the integrity of the case... Look, there's... Attorneys can negotiate settlements and try to do stuff, but if that is true that the attorney did say that, that goes a little bit beyond the pale.
Yeah,
that's actually not a settlement offer. That's extortion.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's allegations that he said that.
Exactly.
That's what they're trying to say. But you know, kudos to New York Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker, who was thrown to the wolves, and it came out on his side. And we are telling people that that happened.
Now, here's one interesting twist. Let's say that this is just an allegation against the attorney that he may have made that offer to Baker. I could see the prosecution looking at this point saying, even if that allegation turns out to be false, that so far impairs our ability to convince a jury that this incident occurred beyond a reasonable doubt, that there's so much mud now, even because of these allegations, that it would be futile to proceed with prosecution. And that would be one of the reasons they dismissed.
Yeah, and isn't it true that the victims all recanted their initial statements?
They did.
And so can't they be charged with perjury now?
Not perjury, because I don't believe the statements were made under oath, but they could be charged with filing a false police report.
Yes, and then when they get in, if they decide to go after him again or to make these claims again, then they could have to plead the 5th, and then they couldn't really even testify,
right? It would be very difficult to proceed with the prosecution, given the way things have turned out. And look, all this happened earlier this year, so this is all 2020 stuff. And now, I think it is interesting, though, that the New York Giants, after they got word that the case has been dropped, the New York Giants said, well, we wish him the best of luck, but we're not interested in bringing him back to our ball club.
Yeah.
And he was a first-round draft choice.
That's crazy. See, to me, that just seems like it. Again, there might have been other issues.
I was going to say, we don't know the circumstances.
We don't, but I bet you that was at least another straw on the camel. You know what I mean?
Got to be.
I don't know if it's the final straw, but it might have been the final straw that broke camel's back. There may be some civil cases going here. Who knows?
I think that it will be interesting to see if the Giants want to release him. And he was a first-round draft choice, so you're entitled to first-round money. If the Giants seek under some morality clause or something like that, he was arrested to get out of paying, we'll see what happens. He may have a grievance if they try to do that. But we'll see what happens.
Most important thing is we got Denise Dirk sitting here around the table with us. She is a family law attorney. And we got Jennifer Gray of Dirty Dancing has a settlement with her ex, Clark Gregg. And tell us about that settlement that's kind of interesting, Denise.
Well, they have a lot of assets. So, and they also share one daughter together.
What's Clark Gregg? I don't know him. Is he a actor?
Look at this picture.
Have you seen the the Marvel movies like Iron Man and the Avengers and all of those? He was the guy.
Captain Marvel.
He was
Captain
the guy
America.
Who was essentially the right hand man for the SHIELD agency.
Yeah,
that was, you know, we need to talk with you and debrief and, you know, just sort of mild mannered. But he was in a lot of those up until a certain point when he was not.
Yeah.
And I don't want a spoiler alert.
They've been married 19 years together. They have one daughter. And the good thing, I really like what they did with their daughter. They agreed that they were both going to mutually support her until she's 24. And that's in writing, so that is enforceable under California law. It's not just a contract arrangement, but now it is a judgment arrangement. Their judgment won't be final. Well, their judgment's final right now, but it won't be. They won't be divorced until February 16th, 2021. And that's because of a cooling off period in California. There's a 6 months time frame. But what's interesting is that Jennifer Grey gets to retain all of the earnings that she made in Dirty Dancing. And why is that? Because Dirty Dancing was 1987, mm-hmm. right? And they didn't get married until 3 years after that.
So it was her.
Her separate property that she earned prior to marriage. It was from her efforts prior to marriage.
Here's something interesting, I think, about this case really quickly. I don't know what Gray's source of income is or how much she makes annually, but I did notice in the article that I read in research for this that it was Clark Gregg, who was the one who waived ongoing spousal support from Gray, paid to him. Now, he's been in a lot of stuff. She's still making bank. She was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. She was in Dirty Dancing. I don't know where else she is, but she was the one that potentially was on the hook for spousal support. He waived it.
Yeah, and during the marriage, she was not working a whole lot either, because during the marriage, right at that time, she fell off a horse, and she injured her back. So she hadn't worked for a long time. He probably was still the primary source of at least work efforts during the marriage.
When we come back, we got lots more to talk about. Hang on.
As Fred said, there's much more coming right here on Radio Law Talk, so don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A manhunt is underway in Wisconsin for the gunman who opened fire at Mayfair Mall, which is just west of Milwaukee. The mayor of Wauwatosa confirming several people were injured and taken to the hospital. Christopher was in the mall, and he tells WITI Fox 6 in Milwaukee.
All I heard was like pop, 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 like five shots. I see plenty of people coming, because Macy's and Abercrombie's like right there. So I just seen people like rushing where it's at employees only yet, like customers and stuff like that. that.
President Trump's oldest son has a coronavirus. Donald Trump Jr. apparently tested positive earlier this week and is in isolation. Trump Jr. appears to be asymptomatic. The president's youngest son was also diagnosed with coronavirus last month. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you serious? If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So Naya Rivera is known for her for a number of things, but first she was an actress in Glee, and she was in Southern California at a Lake Peru. Piru. And I went to YouTube and I've looked at videos of that lake. Believe it or not, it's a fairly small lake. It's fairly narrow. It's not very big. And she brings her son with her, who is 4 years old, and they on a beginning of a normal day in Ventura. This is Ventura County, Southern California. Rent a pontoon boat. Now, what happens is there's some speculation, and then her little four-year-old boy, who apparently was able to talk and give some descriptions, go out and they jump out swimming, and apparently there was stormy weather and wind gusts up to 21 miles per hour, and apparently he was wearing according to the sheriff, he was wearing his life jacket, the little 4-year-old boy. She lifted him up when the storm started to brew and the boat started floating away, put him up there, and then she was unable to make it back to the boat, and she drowned.
Yes.
So now there's a lawsuit against a number of entities claiming, the entities are basically the county of Ventura County, United Water Conservation District, Park and Recreation Management, alleging that they failed to warn the visitors of the dangers of the lake, they didn't outfit the boat properly with safety equipment, and did not give her, one of the other arguments is they did not give her enough an anchor that should have been on the boat, they're claiming. And supposedly there's allegations she didn't have a life vest on board, where the sheriffs did say there was one on board when they found the boat. So that is what's going on. There's some interesting details that Todd wants to go over, as we've discussed, about this case, and I'll roll back in about a little bit about a personal injury part that I noticed.
Well, the one thing about this is that first and foremost, because when we start talking about cases like this, it's easy to sound very callous, and I don't want to do that because we're analyzing allegations and viability of the case and what have you. But still, we don't want to lose sight of the fact that a 4-year-old watched his mother die. And it's just, it's heart-wrenching. It's terrible. And right now, the lawsuit is being filed on his behalf by his father,
right,
who was not married to, they shared this child together, the deceased.
He's the guardian.
And he's the guardian. So right, it's filed on the child's behalf. But oftentimes when you see a complaint, complaints can be drafted as very factual things, you know, such as, the defendant had a duty to do this, and they failed in that duty, and this happened, and these are the damages, and it just kind of lays out the facts. I read the complaint in this case, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll just read to you the very first paragraph, not very long, and it starts out this way. Naya Rivera was a beloved television and film star, a Grammy winner, a multi-talented actress, singer, dancer, model, and businesswoman, an icon and advocate for the LGBTQ community, and most importantly, a devoted mother to her only child, Josie. Now, all of those things can be absolutely true. They don't really have a whole lot to do with whether or not the entities being sued were negligent or otherwise wrongful in how they acted to her. But this complaint is filled with details about her life, and it reads more like a story or a screenplay than it does a complaint. And it's just not something that I see that often. I'm reviewing criminal complaints all the time, but I wonder about the strategy and what they're thinking about that. I can tell you that in this case here, in some of the articles that I have read, there's an indication that she was offered a life jacket and declined it, mm-hmm, and then went out. And so the question here is...
But declined it, but yet the individual that rented the boat for her still put it on there.
And
the
life jacket
on.
So the question,
on the boat, that is.
So the question here is, look, if you're saying that these entities, the county and the people that were renting the boats and all that, didn't have the warnings about the warning signs and all that. The question that I have here is that what caused her to drown? I mean, assuming that that didn't happen, they still have to prove the cause and effect relationship. They're trying to do it in the complaint by showing that she was very active, she was physically fit, she was an avid swimmer, and so the implication being clearly the only way she could have drowned is if one of these things that they didn't warn her about occurred, but they can't point to it. That's going to be a difficulty for her in this complaint.
I actually think I want to be a devil's advocate here, because I think what the core of this is that there was no way to secure the boat from moving away from her, and that the no anchor and no ladder and no flotation device that you throw out with the rope, that was not on, none of this equipment was on there, and so she the allegations are that she got separated from the boat, and even when she screamed help, help, her son couldn't even throw out a rope or anything to help her. So I'm seeing it from just a little different of an angle than a failure to warn.
I get that, but if I was the defendant, I would be looking at this. You know, there are people that go to places like this and they take out canoes all the time. And you know what? Canoes don't come with anchors. They don't come with those. It's just not common in that kind of a craft. And this was a small pontoon boat, which was just a step different than a canoe. And if those things aren't normally there, and I think the argument would be anybody could look at that and without warnings make their determination on their own. It just may be dangerous. Fred.
And I'm the plaintiff's lawyer here, so yes, that's the arguments I'm making, and I'm always leaning on your side. But the big issues or questions are going to be, number one, life jacket. Why wasn't she wearing her
That's
life jacket?
Huge.
That is a huge defense for them. She had the life jacket. No matter what was on the boat, she had a life jacket, she would have been fine. The other interesting thing I note in the complaint, they're saying that the 4-year-old boy was able to get up on his own onto the apparently these that's able to get up on his own. I wonder if that is absolutely true, whether or not he could have gotten up. I'm going to go back to that quote and make sure I'm right, but that's my understanding. And then there's other ones that saying that she lifted him up on that. That's more likely rather than not. A quote, and this is a quote from the complaint. Josie, that's the son, who was closer, managed to get back on the boat on his own volition and braced himself on the boat, which was rocking back and forth forcefully in the current wind. Now, here's some interesting things. Again, Cal, you got... You
know, I just want to say, when do people understand, how do we help people understand that when you tangle with nature, you are taking a risk, and yeah. You can't live in a risk-free environment. You're just going to go out on a lake in a boat. What could go wrong? Well, as it turns out, a lot.
There's a thing called assumption of the risk that the defense will argue. There are also government codes, Section 835, 836, that protect them from... lawsuits in these type of things. Doesn't mean the government can't be held at fault and be at fault here, but there are, you know, there's going to be a lot of things thrown in here. There were, it sounds like, some violations of boating safety laws that this boat, you know, this rental company, I think the rental company was part of the county's rental company. I mean, it wasn't like an individual private person that owned the boat. So yeah. I think that there's going to be issues on both sides.
One of the allegations was a boat of that size is supposed to have life preservers.
And an anchor.
Life preservers and an anchor for those that went out. And the argument here is they said she didn't have one, and the facts tend to show that she may have. I think that the difficult part about this, and the thing that just breaks my heart, is that there's only one witness about what happened once that boat was out on the lake and both she and the boy went into the water and then the boy made it back on the boat. There's only one witness, and that witness was 4 years old at the time and is still only 4 years old.
That's called a Dillon v. Lay claim. Now, let me tell you something, and this has nothing to do with back up from the lawsuit. I'm just questioning. I'm asking myself. Now, she was very fit, and she was a swimmer, and she was a good swimmer, apparently. If you look at that lake is pretty small. And I know I've been in lakes, and if the wind is blowing, it's blowing you toward one shore or the other. Why wouldn't... I'm not saying that she did anything wrong. I'm saying I don't get it. Why couldn't she just... Okay, the wind, the boat's being blown over. It's going to be blown to one of the shores. Why don't you... Your son's on the boat. Get on your back. Paddle, relax. I'm wondering if she panicked. I'm not saying she did. I'm wondering what. How could you not get to shore, being a good swimmer, and just kind of do a relaxing backstroke or a, you know, kick back and let it take you to the shore that was very close, not very far away.
I have a question for you when we get back. It has to do with negligence per se.
Sure. All right. We'll be back after this.
All right. So it's an interesting case and a sad one all at the same time. We'll continue discussion on that and more. As Radio Law Talk continues, remember, you can hear all of our shows that we've ever done by going to RadioLawTalk.com, searchable by subject and by date. And we'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I like that show.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So you got a question, Denise, about negligence.
I do. I understand that in some places there's a concept called strict liability, and that's where an alleged defendant, they don't comply with a law in the state or jurisdiction, and somebody gets injured, and they are held strictly liable for the injuries of the other person. And in this particular case, allegations are that this boat company had on the boat some kind of a little sticker that said it complied with U.S. Coast Guard safety standards, yet it didn't have the life preserver, it didn't have the anchor, it didn't have the ladder. So there were things that were not on there that were supposed to be part of the safety code. So is that strict liability?
Yeah, so the answer is good question, and then it depends. And and like we always say, don't forget this is a government entity we're suing, which is different than a normal entity. Example, strict liability. Dog bites in many states as an example, strict liability. There's a first bite rule in some states where your dog has to show a evil propensity to bite someone first before you can be held liable. California, for example, strict liability, automatic. Your dog bites, you're at fault, period. So that's what Denise is bringing up. And the answer is, I don't know that it would. And here's the one issue. The one question is what I call the slippery slope. And again, I usually jump on the plaintiff's side. Let's assume, because it's allegations, that the boat was not fully compliant with the rules of the Coast Guard. Okay? Let's assume that. Was that the cause of the drowning? And that's what you have to prove causation. Was because it wasn't perfectly set up according to Coast Guard laws or rules, was that a factor in causing the drowning? And we're going to argue, as a plaintiff, yes, he was the little boy was not able to throw out his little the donut thing out to mom. And then you know, Todd argues, well, could a four-year-old do that? Well, we don't know. But I guess he should have had the opportunity to, right? And maybe if he threw it out, it'd float around and mom could have grabbed it. We don't know. So that's stuff we have to try to figure out. And that's why we have lawyers and arguments in cases like this. It is an uphill battle. This case will be an uphill battle, in my opinion. But it does not mean that they will not prevail. On some manner. But again, a lot of it comes down to me. Oh, Cal's like, oh my gosh. But Cal, you know what though? I'm not going to say it bothers me. I can't figure out. Something had to happen. I don't know why she drowned. Why can't you make it across? Go look at YouTube, that lake.
Right.
Really, go look that lake.
Here's the variable.
It's very narrow, and you can get to the side. I don't know how.
How cold was the water?
Yeah, that's
true,
one
too.
Question.
That's
a big deal. Because that'll sap the energy out of you.
Right, Cal. Yeah. Exactly right. That's a good. And it is. Well, don't forget Ventura County. When did this accident happen?
It was in July.
July.
Of year.
Not very cold, Cal.
Well, we know Ventura County is. But what about the water? What's its source of water? Does it get fresh water from
something? I doubt that it was that cold.
I don't know either, but I'm saying that is a factor. I've seen many.
A lot of times it's in the cold, like the Alaskas and stuff like that. That's where you.
Well, in the Sacramento River near where I am, people have decided to jump in and immediately have a myocardial infarction because it's so cold.
Yes, coming out of the mountains.
And the body just squeezes everything off, and next thing you know, they're gone. You know,
But this is a lake, so they're less likely in July in Southern California, a desert.
Makes
Ventura
sense.
County is a desert area. Yeah. I just don't think it's that cold. But I'm not saying, you know, it's just bizarre to me what happened.
And the anchor thing. How was the four-year-old going to toss an anchor to stop the boat from floating away? I mean,
presumably you would put down the anchor before she jumped out.
Maybe.
And that way it would keep her from separating from the boat.
And then not only that, though, the area where they claim that she drowned was 65 feet plus.
Yeah.
I don't know how long the anchor chain is.
Well, you know, and look, this is, we're all speculating here, but if we're assuming that they stopped to swim in 65 feet of water, I could see a scenario where a parent is out there with a child on a boat. The child falls in. As any parent would, even if they're wearing a vest,
right?
You freak out, you jump in for the child. You're so, you know, trying so hard to get them back up into the boat that you just lose your strength, and maybe you drink some water. Something gets in, something happens to affect your respiratory system, and now you're in distress because your sole focus was getting the kid back on the boat. If that happened, I mean, they weren't even planning on stopping to throw out an anchor. It's tough, and I go back to this, and it's going to be difficult for the case, and it is tragic at the same time, and that is that the sole witness to what happened.
Yeah, it's horrid. It's horrid.
It's just,
and that's why they've also, one of the claims or the allegations is for substantial emotional distress.
Yeah, it's called Dillon v. Legg. Dillon v. Legg is a case where you witness a loved one die or get injured, you know, that type of thing. Especially if they, you know, if they die, Dillon v. Legg says.
And even though she wasn't working, she was an earner, right? I mean, is this what this is about? They're trying to replace income she would have gotten even though Glee was over, and she was in effect.
She could have been doing other stuff.
In effect, on the beach. I mean, we don't know what she was doing as far as, that's a callous way.
Yeah, that is, no, but let's hopefully the family will be able to, and this poor toddler will be able to bounce back sometime in their life. Let's talk about, we have to jump on the lighter side, class action lawsuit on formula. Now, apparently formula for children, I mean for babies, there's an argument that, you know, okay, a lot more people are breastfeeding now, they're claiming, than they used to be.
Yes,
and I don't know what the stats are, if that's the case, but they're saying now these formula companies are saying, we got to figure something else out. This is what they're alleging. So now they're making post baby and preemie, you know,
the transition formula.
So tell me about that.
From breast to bottle, from flesh to latex, from whatever. You know, and so
I think it's called weaning. So
yes.
Is it weaning formula?
And so the issue here is this this company, I guess it's called Enfagrow, premium toddler transitions is a product that they offered, and they're facing a class action lawsuit from essentially parents or lawyers that are saying, you know, your transition formula is essentially no different than what kids are eating after they've been fully weaned. You're having us buy this premium formula, and it's no different, and it doesn't adhere to the government nutrition guidelines. It's actually even high in sugar, and dang it, we've been duped.
Well, it's not just the Enfagrow, it's Gerber and Up and Up Toddler also being sued.
Yes.
But it's interesting how what this lawsuit's about is that they've been duped, and it's not as nutritious as you say. And basically it comes down to the laws are about, you know, what you're advertising. Is it false or misleading?
This is so similar to the Nestle lawsuit way back when they used to say that the formula was exactly replicative of breast milk. And
yes.
Nestle was sued in the United States. And then Nestle then started to sell the formulas to Third World. And they also got sued in the Third World because their formula was not replicative of
breast milk.
Well,
right. I just think it's important for lawyers to keep the general public abreast of these things that come up in, you know,
as they go.
I think it sucks.
And now I have to say titillating, right?
All I'm going to say is that of the potential plaintiffs, I'll bet very few of them are people with more than one child, because everyone knows by the time the second or third child comes along, it's like, I don't care if they'll eat it and make them shut up. Just go ahead and eat. It's got sugar. That's fine.
How much time do we have?
We got enough very quickly.
Okay,
here.
Todd's story, you could tell he's just very sheepish and felt bad. He said, tell us what you said about the baby book that your mom did for your oldest brother compared to you.
So my older brother, you know, probably got 2 or 3 volumes. Oh, he did this today. He did that today. Me, age birth to 12. Yeah, Todd grew up. That's about it. And, you know, I got to get a couple of lines.
What does it say in the Bible?
He grew in favor with God and man.
There you go. All right. Now, well, I would like to know if you have any quick takes for us today. And I think it would be wise for us to start with Mr. Kunin. What is your quick take, my friend?
Folks, give thanks. It's one of the few things that's free, feels good, and you won't get arrested for it.
Denise, what say you?
And just coming from a family lawyer, I would really like to congratulate Gray and Greg on their very compatible divorce, and it was something very done amicably and settled in such a fine way.
Well done. And
when you got a lot of money, it's easy to do that.
Well, sure. Yeah.
I want to say one thing. Hashtag give thanks. Join us next week. Thanks for being with us. We love our listeners. Yeah. See ya.
All right. You're one of the things we give thanks for. And, of course, the show next week. Join us then. And until then, thanks for listening.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.